Well, good morning. The fact that I am now up in the big screens is a sign that we have gone live, folks. So we call you to order. Could I welcome you all? Good morning, girls. It is lovely to see you all. And it's lovely to welcome all your families today as well. It's great to see such a crowd with us this morning upstairs and downstairs. So welcome to Railway Street Presbyterian Church on this Sunday, the 20th of November. We welcome everybody who's present here. We know every Sunday there are still good numbers who are watching us online. We bid you good morning. And we know there are those who will be listening to the telephone line service later this morning. So we welcome you today. This is our GB enrollment service, our second GB enrollment service here in Railway Street. And it's such a joy to see our leaders, to see so many of our girls here this morning. Before we begin our service, there are some announcements, folks. Do bear with me. I hope the announcements were up earlier, but let me draw your attention to a number. We had a great night here on Friday. We had the official opening and dedication of our new link building through this door. Thank you to everyone who was involved in that, all those who were playing, those who were singing, those who were speaking, those who were welcoming, those who were catering. What a slick operation that was for the first time in a long time. And those on our AV team down at the back. Great to see the Minor Hall and the link filled with people enjoying supper after that service and in no hurry to leave. And in that vein, folks, you are all welcomed to remain today and to either go through that door or to go out and to come round and go in the new entrance. But you're all invited to join us in the link and the Minor Hall for refreshments afterwards. Could I say to GB parents, particularly parents of Explorers and Tiny Tots, it is our intention to open the link from this Thursday at 6 p.m., for you parents to come in and to sit if you wish, rather than to go home and come back an hour. It's not a long time. It's dark nights, it's getting cold. We've seen some folks sitting in cars, so we want to invite you. You can see this area today. It's there for you to come in. There will be tea and coffee available. It will be warm, and there'll be a warm welcome, and you have the opportunity just to sit and do what you wish to do. So that will be available hopefully this Thursday from 6 p.m. Our volunteers, Railway Street volunteers, will get a rota for that very shortly as we begin offering that service. Can I say to our own members, don't forget this is our gift weekend towards the cost of the link as we seek to make a good start to paying back the money we've borrowed to make that vision a reality. The gift envelopes are at the doors, folks, if you haven't got those. Thank you to all of you who have already returned those. And you can also do that through bank transfer. We have our evening service at 6:30 p.m. here as we continue our series in 1 Timothy. Tomorrow evening, prayer focus meets from 8 to 9 p.m. in the upper room, folks, in the new upper room in the Link building. Please note that change of venue. On Friday night at our opening, we had our MP, Sir Geoffrey Donaldson, standing where I'm standing, bringing the greetings of the community, and he spoke to us of the need that they have as our leaders for God's people in our churches to be praying for them, saying that real change cannot happen at Stormont. Real change happens when God's people meet together and pray. And so could I encourage you to join with us as we seek to do that tomorrow night at 8 p.m. in the upper room. In regards to the Lisburn Food Bank, in order to make up those hampers in Railway Street, we're once again being asked to give what we've given over the last couple of years. So that is tinned fruit, big tubs of sweets, and tinned ham, the triangular tins. Thank you to all who have already given those. Folks, we need those in by next Sunday at the latest. They can be brought here today. They can be brought next Sunday. They can be left in at the church office during the week. And then could we remind you all, folks, about our BB and GB Christmas market. We haven't been able to have that now in 3 years. It's coming back, not just as a BB Christmas market, but as a BB and GB Christmas market. That's Saturday, the 3rd of December, from 10 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. So please keep that date-free plan to come along, bring your family and friends. There will be market stalls. There will be breakfasts. There will then be lunches. There will be tea and coffee. There'll be an auction. There'll be a special visit from some guy called Santa. I don't know who that is, but he's coming along as well. That's on Saturday, the 3rd of December. The motto of the Girls' Brigade is to seek, serve, and follow Christ. And in order to do that in our world today, we need the strength that God provides. Isaiah 40 reminds us that the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. And we're told that those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. We're going to pick up on those words from Isaiah as I invite the band to come up and I invite you all to stand as we join together in a time of praise, beginning with "Strength Will Rise as We Wait Upon the Lord." Thanks to Ian and our band for leading us in our prayers today. Girls, we're going to come and pray to God now, so I want you all to sit good. We're going to close our eyes. You can put your hands like this if you wish. And we're going to speak to that God we've been singing to. And we're going to continue to bring our thanks and our praise to Him. So let's pray. My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is no one like You. That's why we're here today, Lord. That's why our Girls' Brigade exists. That's why this church exists, to praise the name of Jesus and to seek, serve, and follow Him no matter what our age. There was no one like You, Jesus. You're the only begotten Son of the Father. You're the only person who has lived on this earth who was without sin. And You are our only Savior. You are the one who died for us on the cross. You're the one who rose again. You're the one who's alive today and who calls us to give our lives to You. And we thank You that in following You, we discover our true meaning and purpose in life. In following Jesus, we discover life and life in all its fullness. So we thank You that we are here today to meet with You, to sing Your praise, to listen to the words that You caused to be written down many years ago, to read from the Bible, to think about what it has to say to us in our lives in 2022. We thank You for everyone gathered today. We thank You for all our officers and leaders and our girls and their families and the members of the church family of Railway Street. We pray that You be with us, You be with all who are taking part. And may the name of Jesus above all be lifted up in all that we do together, for we ask it in His name. Amen. We're going to hear from the Bible now. I'm inviting Chelsea Biddle and Emma McCleary, and they're going to come up and read to us from 1 Peter chapter 3. Thank you, girls.
Chapter 3, verses 8 to 16. Finally, all of you, be like-minded, be sympathetic, love one another, be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult. On the contrary, repay evil with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. For whoever would love life and see good days must keep their tongue from evil and their lips from deceitful speech. They must turn from evil and do good. They must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil.
Who is going to harm you if you are eager to do good? But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear their threats, do not be frightened, but in your hearts revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this in gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander.
Thank you, girls. Right, Tiny Tots, where are you? Wave to me. Explorers, wave to me. You know what? You're up. Now, I heard on Thursday night when you were practicing this, you were belting this out, all right? There's something you got to do for me. Will you do something for me?
Yeah.
You see, when you come up here, don't get shy because of all those oldies down there. All right? You sing it out just like you were doing on Thursday night. So if you want to come up and get yourselves organized, you're going to come and sing for us a song that everybody here, I think, knows. So feel free to join in. I don't know if the sound was meant to cut out at that point. Something tells me probably not, but I think it was good it did, because you could then hear they really were singing and singing well. Thank you. Thank you so much, girls. I hope sound's going to work for everyone else. Now, Captain. Captain, my Captain. Hilary Milligan, you're up. I'm going to invite Hilary to say a few words.
Okay, so thanks again, Tiny Tots and Explorers. You never let us down. Thursday nights are great fun. I come in really tired from work on a Thursday and go out bouncing with energy at the end of it, and I haven't been the one playing the games. I'm only the one watching the activities, but there's lots of energy and lots of fun, and that really sums up our GB company. Can I just say hello and welcome to everybody? I get to see many of you as parents, but probably fewer grandparents and family friends on Thursday nights. You're very patient with me as I get your names wrong often, but we're getting there slowly but surely. But I think I've got all the girls' names now, and that's the most important group. Thank you to our leaders and our officers who plan and run our programmes every week. The work they put in is just so valuable, so invaluable, and the preparation that they do to help us meet the motto of the Girls' Brigade, as Michael said, is to seek, serve, and follow Christ. That drives everything we do, and that's why we have a Girls' Brigade and not a different girls' organisation in church. There are the four parts to our programme: spiritual, physical, educational, and service. And that's a lot to squeeze into an hour with the Tiny Tots and Explorers and an hour and a half with the juniors and seniors. It's all go. I'm hoping you're seeing some photographs. No, not yet. No. They'll be rolling through. Sorry, I'm looking the wrong way. But maybe, yes, some photographs will be starting to come up to give you a wee bit of insight to some of the parts of our programme on a Thursday night. It is packed, it is busy, but it's great. This is our second year at the start of our Girls' Brigade meeting face-to-face. We now have 20 girls in our Tiny Tots, 20 in our Explorers. Our juniors are the smallest section in a way with 6, but we have a big bulge of Explorers moving up next year, so that will be great to have them on board there. We never planned to open a company section really with seniors and brigaders, because we thought that will be the age group that we won't get. We won't be able to start there. It's always natural to start with 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, and then feed up. And yet, in our seniors, we have 12 senior girls, and we even have 2 brigaders this year. So brigaders would be girls who would be 4th year and 5th year. So we have a whole spread. It's a bit like a family, a bit like a church. You need all generations, you need all ages, and in GB we have that. And then feeding out from the top, we get some of those girls coming back as leaders and helpers. And across our company, we have 20 leaders, some trained as officers, and some who are leaders and associates who come down every week. I should say hello to the girls joining us from home. We have some girls not well this morning, but they've got the link and they're joining us from home. So hello to everybody there. Michael's already said about the BB and the GB Christmas market, so please come along to that. It should be great fun. Bring your purses. We don't do cards. It is cash only, so visit the service till before you come, or you can write us an IOU. But come along. It's a big part of the fundraising for our company. And David Cleland, our BB captain, and we have Rebecca, his daughter, in our company section. David has been so generous in allowing the GB to be part of that and to share the profits from the fundraising this year, and we really, really appreciate being part of that. He said it's going to be better and bigger than ever. We know it will be bigger because GB will be there with him, and we hope that's the reason it will be better as well. Just to say, if you don't worship somewhere else on a Sunday morning, do come along and bring your girls here with us. We, as part of the Girls' Brigade, the girls earn different badges. And one of those badges they can earn is an Open Bible Award, and that's for church attendance. And if you're not attending somewhere else, please speak to us, speak to me. You've all got my number anyway. And come along and join us here. If the girls are worshiping other places, make sure they get their wee card marked up, because that helps them earn that badge. I think that's all I have to say, but you always know if you have any questions, just ask. But thank you to everybody. Sorry, there are a couple of other things. Just to thank people in the background. When it comes to technology, I am not that person. When it comes to speaking, I am not that person. But sometimes you just have to do what the role dictates. But thank you to Alan, who I just send him what I need technically, and it usually all happens, and thanks so much for that. Thank you to the guys and the visuals as well. A lot of that got through to you. And thanks so much to the praise band and everybody else in the background. But leaders, can't do it without you on a Thursday night. And girls, you make it all worthwhile, all ages. Thank you.
Thanks, Hilary. I said to Hilary, Hilary, you'll want to say a few words on Sunday morning. And she smiled and said, I don't think so. And then she came back to me, I think on Friday or Saturday, and said, I think I do need to say something, don't I? You said it very well, Hilary. Thank you very much. Being the chaplain to the GB is a really unique responsibility. Girls, I've got my special GB chaplain's badge on this morning. And it's a really strange thing because I'm the only man in an all-female organization. And so sometimes that's really intimidating for me because I come down on a Thursday night sometimes and come in to see the girls. And the first couple of times I came in, a lot of the girls didn't know who I was. And the Tiny Tots and the Explorers, they just stopped and they stared at me as if to say, what are you doing here? In fact, I got that one night from one of the Explorers. Now, I'm not going to say who it was, but you know who you are. She just looked at me and she actually said, what are you doing here? I actually felt intimidated in my own church. They've got used to me now. I was down on Thursday night. I was getting lots of smiles, lots of people talking to me. I was even getting hugs. I wasn't looking for the hugs, but I didn't have any choice. I had these little ones hugging my legs when I came in on Thursday night. And then it was great. We were showing, you can see in some of the pictures, we were showing our juniors, our seniors, and our brigaders around our new link there. And they were being so good. They were standing there. I was giving them a tour, and they were all standing so good. And then I said to them, you know, it's all right. You can go and try the chairs. You can lie on the sofas. You can have a wander around. And they just took off. They just took off and had a good explore around the place. But it's a real privilege to be chaplain. And it's great, as I've said, I was chaplain to a GB company for 11 years in my former churches. And it's great finally to be a GB chaplain once again to our company in Railway Street. We've come to our act of enrollment now. So let me say these words. The great commission given by the Lord Jesus Christ to the church was to go into all the world and make disciples of all people. The Girls Brigade endeavours to carry out this work among girls and young women, challenging them in their Christian faith and helping them grow in Christ. We're delighted of the officers and members of the 375th Northern Ireland Railway Street Presbyterian Girls Brigade with us in church today for their second ever service of enrollment. We have a great team of officers and helpers. Parents, I'm sure you've seen that. Volunteering as a GB officer or leader is not just about keeping the company running. It's about service. It's about obedience, putting faith into action, and growing as a Christian. Our leaders here today are using their gifts and talents as they seek to share God's love with our girls and to encourage them to seek, serve, and follow Christ. Could I ask Hilary to come up? You're the only one I'm asking to come up. Now, don't make a face at me like that. Now, come on. David had to come up for his, so. Hilary, as captain of this company, we know that you have and will continue to devote many hours to this ministry with all its rewards and all its challenges. As a church, we affirm you in this work and appreciate all you do for our young people and in your leading of our team of officers and associate leaders. So, Hilary, realizing the responsibility of the duties involved as captain, do you promise by word and example to serve God in the Girls' Brigade for the extension of his kingdom and for the promotion of the GB aim?
With God's help, I do.
I now enroll you as captain of this company and on behalf of this church, promise to support you practically and with our prayers so that the aim of the Girls' Brigade may be achieved to the glory of God. Could I ask our officers just to stand in the pew? You thought about bringing up, but I remember back in May when I brought you up, we also enrolled some Tiny Tots who came up with you, and I thought that was a rather rapid promotion.
Our officers are Rebecca Woods, Holly Hutchinson, Catherine McAllister, Joanna Davidson, Jess Nelson, Linda Davidson, and our most recently qualified officer, Samantha McGrath. Give them a wave, Samantha. Oh, better than that. Thank you. Realizing the responsibility of leadership, do you promise to support your captain and by word and example to serve God in the Girls' Brigade for the extension of his kingdom and the promotion of the GBE? I now enroll you as officers of this company, and may God grant you grace to be faithful and fruitful as you serve him in Girls' Brigade. Please be seated. Could I ask our associate leaders to stand? Our associate leaders are Caitlin Blythe, Emily Davidson, Amy Lee Forrest, Kerry Houston, Pamela McElhinney, Alex Neal, Nikki Reid. Didn't leave anybody out, did I? Do you promise to support your captain and officers and to set a good example to the girls as you work with them in the company, striving at all times to be faithful to Jesus Christ and the aim of the Girls' Brigade? Thank you. Now, girls, could I ask you all to stand? Remember, we practiced this on Thursday night, and some of you queried whether the answer I was asking you to give was the right one. So that's how I knew you were listening. Girls, do you promise, with God's help, to be loyal to your company, to be honest, kind, and helpful to each other?
Yes.
I do. Yes is okay, but I do. Try it. We'll try it one more time. Do you promise, with God's help, to be loyal to your company, to be honest, kind, and helpful to each other?
Yes.
Super. Well, I enroll you as members of the Girls' Brigade. We hope you have great fun. We know you have great fun at GB each week, and we pray that God will continue to help you in everything you do. Please be seated. Captain and officers and associates of our GB company are appointed by Railway Street Presbyterian Church. And so I ask the members of our church family, will you support them and the girls they work with by your prayers, encouragement, and practical help? Sound like you mean it, folks.
We will.
Absolutely. Thank you. Let's pray together. Let's come to God. Father God, we give thanks to you for the Girls' Brigade. We thank you that it exists to help fulfill that commission Jesus gave to the church to go into all the world, making disciples of all people. We thank you for how the GB helps girls and young women seek, serve, and follow Christ. We praise you for the second year of this company meeting in person here. We thank you for our captain, officers, associate leaders, and every girl and family who's associated with our company. We pray for our captain, Hillary, that you would guide and direct her as she leads the company. She seeks to fulfill the promise she's made to you. May she be encouraged in her service for you. We pray for all the officers and helpers that they would be a great help and support to her, and that they would be good and fitting role models for the girls under their care, always seeking to point them to Jesus through their words and actions. Help them to learn as they teach and to grow as they enable others to grow in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And through the service of our Girls' Brigade here in Railway Street, may you be pleased to call girls and young women to seek, serve, and follow Jesus Christ. And through that, to build your church in this place and in this city of Lisburn. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Juniors, seniors, brigaders, same instructions. Do not go all shy on me when you come up here, all right? Because you were not shy on Thursday night. Well, not one bit of it, but we're going to invite you up. You're going to sing for us now. Yet not I, but through Christ. Thank you very much, girls. Girls, I know that Scripture is a very important part of our GB program each week. You learn from the Bible as your officers teach you, and the Girls' Brigade produces wonderful, great material for you to use. So I'm going to test your Bible knowledge this morning, okay? We're going to play a game of Who Am I? You know how to play that? Okay, I'll explain. I have got clues. Four clues for each person. This is describing somebody in the Bible. It's very important, as I said, guys, down at the back, do not put up any pictures that I tell you.
And if you think you know who this person in the Bible is, I want you not to shout it out. Put your hand up and I'll ask you. Very important. Don't shout out. Hand up. Okay? Wait till I ask a question. But right. Here we go. The first one. This person was a tax collector. A tax collector. And he cheated people out of their money. No? I'll give you one more. He wasn't a very tall man. Let's see if you're right, Emily. I might be found up a tree. Can we have a picture? There we are. It's Zacchaeus. Do you remember Zacchaeus was a wee small man, but he wanted to see Jesus, so he climbed up a tree, and then Jesus came and said, Zacchaeus, come down. I'm going to your house. Right, here's another one. I was a young woman who found favor with God. I was a young woman who found favor with God. I was chosen to do something really important. Yes. No. I was chosen to do something really important. Give you one more third clue. I was visited by an angel. Was it Mary? The last clue is I became the mother of Jesus. Let's see. Yeah, absolutely. It was Mary. Right. Here's another one. I was told by God to go and preach in a faraway city. Instead, I ran away. Anybody think of somebody who was told by God to go somewhere and ran away? Want to have a guess? Yeah. Good guess. Not right. Here's the third one. God sent a great storm on the sea to catch me. Yeah. Jonah, was it Jonah? A giant fish swallowed me. Let's see. It's Jonah. Yeah, it's Jonah who tried to run away from God. That's a waste of time trying to do that, folks. Oh, listen to this one. I lived, but I was never born. I lived, but I was never born. I gave all the animals their names. Catherine? You think it's Adam? Let me see. I lived in a beautiful garden called Eden. Still think it's Adam? I was the very first man. Let's see. Yep. There we go. Right. Protects all modesty, folks. Right. I was my father's favorite son. The rest of my brothers hated me. I'm sure nobody here hates their brother now, definitely. Karis? Let's see. I was my brother sold me as a slave. I wore a coat of many colors. Let's have a look. Yep, there's Joseph getting his coat of many colors, and his brothers don't look too happy about it, do they? Don't look too happy about it at all. They're planning bad things for their brother. Right, one more. I started out as a shepherd boy. I liked to play the harp. I was pretty good with a slingshot. David, I became famous for killing a giant. Let's see. Yeah, it's David, young David, who defeated the giant, who was called, what was the giant's name? Goliath. Yeah, absolutely. There are so many well-known people in the Bible. Lots of famous stories that we learn in church and Sunday school and girls' brigades. They followed God, many of them. They were available to God. And God did great things through them, really extraordinary things through them. But there are many, many other people in the Bible who are not nearly so famous. Some of them, we don't even know their names. But they're still examples of how God can use and work through anyone who loves and follows him. We're going to hear the story now. We're going to see the story now, hopefully, of one of those unnamed people. She was just a young girl, like many of you here today. But she shared what she knew with someone much more important, much more powerful than her, and it made a huge difference to his life. This is a story from the Bible, from the Old Testament. We're going to watch the story So listen carefully, watching the screens, the little servant girl and the proud general.
A little servant girl and the proud general. Naaman was a very important man in a very important army of a very important country. So you see, he was very, very, very important. But Naaman was sick. He had leprosy, which is a nasty thing that stops you from feeling anything. Bits of you fall off without you noticing, like bashed fingers and squished toes. It might sound funny, but it wasn't. And Naaman certainly wasn't laughing. There was no cure. It never went away. And in the end, it killed you. Naaman needed help. Now, there was a little slave girl who worked for Naaman, and she knew someone who could help him. But there was a problem. Naaman was her enemy. Not long before, Naaman had led an army raid on her home in Israel. He had killed her whole family, carried her off to Syria, and made her into his slave. Every night she cried herself to sleep. She had lost everything. Why would she, of all people, want to help Naaman? Didn't she hate him and want to hurt him back? Didn't she want to make him pay for the wrong he'd done? That's what you would expect. But instead of hating him, she loved him. Instead of hurting him back, she forgave him. "I want Naaman to get well," she said to her mistress. "There's a man in Israel called Elisha who can heal him." "I'll go," said Naaman, loading up his wagons and putting on his flashing armor. "But I'll go to the palace because that's where someone important like me gets healed." So he hurried off to Israel and went straight to the king. "My healing, please," he announced. "Well, I can do lots of things," the king replied, "but only God can heal." Just then, a message from Elisha arrived. "Send Naaman here," it read. So Naaman hurried off to Elisha's house. But Elisha didn't even come out and greet him. He just sent a servant instead. "Doesn't Elisha realize who I am?" Naaman thought. But what the servant said next made him even crosser. "Wash in there," he said. "Just wash?" Naaman laughed. "In that slimy, stinky river?" He looked around to see if this was some kind of joke. It wasn't. "Any person can wash in a river," he thought. "I am Naaman. I am important. I should do something important so God will heal me." And he rode off in a rage. Of course, you and I both know that's not how God does things. All Naaman needed was nothing. It was the one thing Naaman didn't have. God knew that Naaman was even sicker on the inside than he was on the outside. That Naaman was proud. He thought he didn't need God. His heart didn't work properly. It couldn't feel anything. You see, Naaman had leprosy of his heart. God was not only going to heal Naaman's skin, he was going to heal his pride. Naaman finally agreed to wash in the river. And instantly his skin became smooth like a baby. Naaman wanted to pay Elisha. "God healed you. You can't pay," Elisha said. "It's free." And so it was that a very sick man was healed, all because of a little servant girl who forgave him. God knew sin was like leprosy. It stopped his children's hearts from working properly, and in the end it would kill them. Years later, God was going to send another servant to forgive as she did, to forgive all of God's children and heal the terrible sickness in their hearts. Their hearts were broken, but God can mend broken hearts.
Girls, that proud General Naaman would never have experienced God's healing except for that little servant girl speaking up and telling Naaman's wife about how God's prophet Elisha was able to heal. And Naaman would have been forever grateful to that servant girl for what she did, for the love and the compassion and the forgiveness that she was willing to show, through which Naaman's life was saved from that awful disease. What was the disease called again? Leprosy. Still have people suffer from it today. Thankfully, there's a cure for it today. Girls, listen to this. You may be young. You may be small. You may not be very important in the world's eyes. You're very important in your parents' eyes and in our eyes in the church. But you may not be important in the world's eyes. But you are very special and precious and important to God. And if you're a follower of Jesus, as the GB encourages you to be, Jesus wants you to show that to others, to share with others the love that Jesus has for them. This morning you promised, what was it? You promised to be, what was the first word? Honest. What does it mean to be honest? If we're honest, what do we not do, Karis? We don't tell lies. If we're honest, we tell the truth. We promised to be honest. We promised to be, it's only about 15 minutes ago, you know. We promise to be honest. We promise to be kind. We promise to be helpful to each other. But Jesus wants us to live like that every day, not just in GB on a Thursday, every day to be honest and kind and helpful to everyone when we're at home, when we're at school or nursery, when we're at our other clubs. So how many of you have a brother? Is your brother ever annoying? Does your brother ever annoy you? Some of you, well, a couple of you are shaking your heads. That's wonderful, but, you know, brothers can be pretty annoying sometimes. But being kind and helpful and honest means forgiving your brother even when they annoy you. That means telling the truth to your teacher, especially if you have done something wrong. That means showing kindness to the girl in your class who maybe is new to your school and doesn't know anybody or have very many friends. That maybe means saying to your friends, hey, I go to a great thing called Girls Brigade on a Thursday night in Railway Street. Why don't you ask your mum if she'll let you come along as well? Invite others. And it means when we have the opportunity to tell others about how much Jesus loves them, we'll do that. In our reading, we heard these words. Could we put the picture up? In your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, but do this with gentleness and respect. We should be ready to tell others about the love that Jesus has for them, about how he came into the world, about how Jesus was always honest, Jesus was always kind, Jesus was always helpful to everyone he met. And then how, out of love for you and me, what did he do? Jesus went to the cross, died for our sins, so that we could be healed of the sickness of sin in our hearts, so that we could be forgiven, and so that we could become God's friends. Like that little servant girl, we want to point people to the one who can heal and save them. Do you know what? The most honest, the kindest, and the most helpful thing that we can do for anybody is to share the good news of Jesus with them, no matter how young they are, no matter how old they are. The most honest, kindest, and most helpful thing we can do for anybody is to share the good news of Jesus with them. We want to seek, serve, and follow Christ. May we ask for his help as we do that from day to day. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for that little servant girl who forgave Naaman, even though he had done horrible things to her. We thank you that she shared what she knew about how your servant Elisha could heal him from his disease. We thank you that that proud general was willing to listen, to do what he needed to do, and that he was healed and that his life was saved, his life was changed. Help us, Lord. No matter what age we are, if we are your followers, as we seek, serve, and follow you, to share the love of Jesus with others, to be kind, to be honest, to be helpful as Jesus was, and to share above all the love that Jesus has for them, how Jesus died so that they could be saved from their disease of sin and so that they could know the joy of forgiveness and new life. Help us, Lord, in our GB, in our church. Help us as we go into this new week to seek, serve, and to follow you, for we ask it in your name. Amen. Thank you, girls, for listening so well. We're going to sing one more song. Could I explain, please, at the after the benediction, we'll sing. We'll stay standing for the benediction. After that, the girls are going to come up to the front to get a company photo. So then, parents, you can collect the girls from the front after that picture. And then, as I've said, you're all invited to go into our link for refreshments. There are biscuits and buns in the minor hall. You go in there, and then if you come out and come to the coffee dock, there will be tea and coffee and juice there for you. But let's join together. Let's think about the wonderful love that God has shown us in Jesus. We're going to stand. We're going to sing together, "When I Survey." Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to be here today. We thank you above all for the gift of your Son, the Lord Jesus, and his love that caused him to give his life on the cross. We thank you for the opportunity now to share in these refreshments. Bless us in that time together. And then as we part, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all this day and forevermore. And the people of God said, Amen.